Hello. Good to see you online. I can only assume the fact that you're here means you're up for a little fun. Perhaps an adventure. Well, I do like to have fun with you. The question is, what kind of trouble can we get you into this time? Tell me, do you have the house to yourself? Oh, good. So your wife's out. Do you trust me? Well, it doesn't actually matter if you trust me or not, as long as you promise to do what I say. And you do promise to do what I say, right? Good boy. Say it for me. Say, I promise I'll do anything you say. The power feels so good. I love it. You're like a vessel for me to exercise my free will. Well, first of all, you absolutely must get naked. Nudity, at one point or another, is essential to every great adventure. So tell me, you and your wife, do you ever play dress up? Does she ever get all dolled up for you in the bedroom? Does she put on some naughty clothes? What's her private wardrobe like? I'm curious. Go get the sexiest pair of panties. I want to see them. Is it a thong? Something with lace? Pick your favorite pair. Go get them and hurry back. I'm waiting. Ooh, those are sexy. Has it been a while since she's worn them for you? That's okay. Tonight, you're no longer the man who a lady needs to dress up for. We're doing a little role play tonight. Isn't that right? Say yes, mistress. I like the way that sounds. So you've got a pair of panties, and panties are meant to be worn. Meanwhile, your body is naked, and naked bodies are meant to be clothed. So let's put two and two together, my dear. Step in and slide those sexy panties up your legs. Feel them rise into place, in perfect harmony and synchronization with the fall of your masculinity. Doesn't that feel nice? Your cock seems to think so. Should we still call it a cock? Maybe we won't just call it anything at all. For the rest of the night, no stroking. You can rub it like a clit, but no stroking. It would ruin the imagery for me. Now, panties. That's not much of an outfit. What else does your wife have tucked away, huh? I bet there's some sexy lingerie in there. Maybe an old schoolgirl outfit? Go see if you can find some thigh highs. Maybe a sexy skirt? You'll definitely need a bra. Something with some volume. Who do you think she's wearing all this sexy stuff for? I mean, girls don't just keep around fancy lingerie for anyone. I don't mean to plant the seeds of doubt in your mind, but you'd certainly make a believable cuckold. Go see what you can find, and don't forget to fill that bra. I'll wait right here. Well, look at you. You seem to be taking very well to your new role. You definitely look the part, but we're still not quite ready for the stage. Let's just take this outfit a little further, shall we? Is there a wig? Maybe some sexy lipstick? Of course your wife has some lipstick somewhere. And heels. Can you squeeze into a pair of her sexiest high heels? Oh my God, that would be amazing. Go. Go get it all on, and when you come back, I want you doing your sexiest strut. Oh my God, now you got it. You look stunning. You've come so far. Just a few minutes ago, you were posing as a man in woman's clothing, married and going on the internet to chat with a sexy woman. Now look at you. You're beautiful. The proof of my power over you. Give me a little curtsy and a pose. Amazing. Now you're ready. Ready for what? Well, we don't want to get you all dressed up if you've got nowhere to go. We have to get you comfortable out on the stage that's the world. Calm down. You'll be taking baby steps, and I'll be here to guide you through the whole thing. So take a deep breath and get ready for stage one. This one is easy. All you have to do is go and walk through your home and stand by your door to the outside world. That's it. Just go and stand there. Count to 10. But do it slowly. And then just come back here. See, isn't that simple? But make sure you get that sexy walk going on. I'll wait here. Congratulations, you passed step one. See, you can totally do this. I knew you could. Did you feel sexy walking around the house? Were any of the windows open? Was your heart pulsing and the butterflies flapping in your stomach as you strutted about in your high heels, thinking someone might catch you, that you might be exposed to the world? Oh, baby. It gets me so excited knowing what you're doing for me. I love how sexually adventurous you are. All right, step two. Don't worry. It's just like step one, nice and easy. You're going to walk around the house again. This time, I want you to go look in your fridge. When you open the fridge, I want you to tap your index finger on your lips and say, what should I make for dinner? That's not quite all, though. Then, I want you to go back to your door. This time, I want you to open it a bit and just peek outside. As long as you don't see anybody, then I want you to open the door all the way and stand there. Just inside the door. Count to 10 again. And then you can close the door and strut your sexy ass back to me. Got it? Okay, go do your thing, sexy piece of ass. Isn't it exciting? I know you felt that rush. Imagine if somebody saw you. What would happen? I mean, it could be bad, I guess. Maybe they'd expose you or blackmail you. More than likely, they'd just go about their business. Or maybe it'd be a man who sees you. I mean, a real man. And maybe he'd be a bit of an opportunist. Maybe he'd see the sexy feminine body, obviously dressed up to encourage a sexual encounter. And well, maybe he'd take advantage of the situation. Does that turn you on? Is that what you'd want to have happen? Isn't sexuality fun? Okay, baby. Time for step three. You're almost there. This one's easy, too. As you might expect, I want you to head to the door again. But this time, I want you to grab your keys. This time, you're going to pretend that you've met a guy out on the town, and you're coming back to your place. You're going to step outside. Uh-oh. Don't worry. It's just one step outside. It's really not a big deal, okay? You're just going to step outside, and you're going to lock the door behind you. Ooh, I know your heart rate will be rising for this part. So you can be quick, but you'll have to put your imagination to work. After you lock the door, I want you to turn around and say to your imaginary hookup, I want you to come inside. Then you can unlock the door and let yourself and your imaginary guest into the house. But you're not quite done yet. I still want you performing, and so you need to crawl back to the computer. Crawl like a little sex kitten. Be seductive. Got it? Okay, go. Purr, look at you. You're growing into a sexy little slut so quickly. This is amazing. You're such a good listener. How excited are you right now? Do you wish there was a real man there with you? Oh, don't be coy. Oh, I know the look of a slut who thinks she's ready for step four, and you definitely look like that slut. I need to be honest with you, though. Step 4 has a bit of a twist. It's actually a bit mean. Do you mind if I'm a bit mean to you? It's not that I want to be mean. It's just that... Okay, I fucking love being mean. I love twisting you into these risky situations. I love to push your sexual boundaries. I love finding out how far I can make you go, how much power I hold over you, and what I can make you do. It fucking turns me on so much, baby. So with that said, I have to be a little mean, but this is the last step. Here's what makes this final step into sexy submersion so much more difficult than the rest. Just like the other 3 steps, you're going to know exactly what's coming. But for this step, I need you to pretend that you don't. I need you to forget about what's coming. And I need you to obey. I need you to submit fully to me and just follow my orders. Can you do this for me, baby? I know you can. You're so good at this. All right, step 4. You're going to go for a nice little stroll around the house. Explore. Become confident in your feminine walk. Be sexy. Become that brave, nasty slut. You're going to get your keys again. And you're going to open that door to the outside world. And you're going to step outside one more time. You'll turn around and lock the door. Then, without thinking and without looking, you'll throw the keys behind you as far as you can. Deep breath. Now it's going to be up to your slutty problem-solving skills. How brave a woman are you? Will you be willing to walk away from your door, out into the world, to pick up your keys? Or will you stand there like a nervous little bitch? This is going to be the real test. And I know you'll do great. That's it. This is it. This is your chance to prove how sexy you can be. And to show me how truly obedient you are. Oh, this turns me on. Enjoy it. Be sexy. Have fun. Don't think. Go. Oh, my sexy little slut. You did it. Did anyone see you? What an adventure. You have no idea how much I enjoy this. So listen, you're probably pretty worked up right now. But if you're going to be a girl for me, then I have to insist that you treat that clit of yours the way a girl would. I certainly don't mind if you come, but there's still no stroking. Maybe you can get creative. Could you ride a pillow? Could you ride something else? Maybe you can just lie back and rub it. Or maybe you pretend that your imaginary lover of yours is still there and wants to have some fun with you. Or maybe you just don't get to come today. Makes no difference to me. But I must depart. I do look forward to hearing all about your efforts to come next time we chat. Have fun, baby. Mwah.